Back in July, the Environmental Protection Agency rolled out a proposed 404C determination that would impose restrictions on the discharge of dredged and fill material related to mining the massive pebble deposit north of Lake Iliamna. Dennis McLaren is the regional administrator for EPA Region 10, which has done much of the heavy lifting in preparing the proposed 404C determination. During the press conference outlining the details of the determination, he stressed the tremendous size of the pebble deposit and any mine to exploit that deposit.
Volume of mine tailings and waste rock produced from the smallest mine proposed by Northern Dynasty Minerals to the Security and Exchange Commission would be enough to fill one of the largest professional football stadiums more than 880 times, whereas the largest mine that they've put in their SEC filings would do so more than 3,900 times. Pebble Mine is a 6.5 billion ton level, again as outlined in Northern Dynasty's SEC filings, would result in the loss of 94 miles of streams and more than 4,900 acres of wetlands, lakes, and ponds. In total, the mine pit, the tailings impoundments, and waste rock piles would cover an area larger than Manhattan.
The EPA is stepping in to protect the natural environment of the Bristol Bay region from the possible negative impacts of developing the proposed Pebble Mine by using a section of the Federal Clean Water Act that allows the agency to stop the issuance of dredge and fill permits under certain circumstances. The section of the Clean Water Act that gives the EPA the authority they're using is Section 404C. The EPA's proposed 404C determination is not yet finalized. Instead, the agency is soliciting public comments. However, the public comment deadline is coming up at 8 p.m. on Friday, September 19th. The move to put in place restrictions on mining the Pebble Deposit is being supported in the Bristol Bay region by environmental, fishing, and Alaska Native organizations. Tom Tilden is a commercial fisherman from Dillingham and the first chief of the Chogyang Tribal Council. He testified at the official public hearing that was held in August in Dillingham. Tilden stressed that the Chogyang Tribal Council supports the EPA's proposed 404C determination, and he asked that the EPA move to finalize the protections for Bristol Bay included in the determination.
We have been dealing with the pebble mine issue for over a decade now, and it has caused social disaster in our families, villages, and region. It has turned family members against family members.
Last month's official public hearing in Dillingham featured business, tribal, religious, and municipal leaders from across the region. Robin Samuelson is the chairman of the board for the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, and he sits on the board of directors of the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. He also sits on the board of directors of Ocean Beauty Seafoods, as well as Nunumpta Alukastai, which is a group made up of several native tribes and corporations in the Bristol Bay region. Samuelson suggested that the Alaska Native people of Bristol Bay are responsible for the EPA's involvement in the Pebble Mine matter.
We're tired of the rhetoric that's been coming on around the Pebble Mine. Greenies are pushing this. Nobody's pushing this but us. You know, you got a petition from our tribal council, my tribal council, and some other tribal councils to implement the 404C process. That was pure out of our desperation. I never thought I'd see the day of EPA sitting here and people of Bristol Bay relying on EPA to protect their land and resources and their native culture. We have jobs in Bristol Bay. We have jobs outside of Bristol Bay. BBDC, BBNC, there's a lot of jobs. We don't need a damn pebble mine to provide us with jobs in Bristol Bay that will ruin our habitat, ruin our fisheries.
The EPA's proposed 404C determination is also being supported by several municipalities in the Bristol Bay region, including the city of Dillingham. Dillingham sits on the bank of the Nooshogak River. The Nooshogak River was one of the watersheds studied by the EPA before they put forward their proposed 404C determination. On September 4th, the Dillingham City Council voted without dissent in favor of a resolution requesting that the EPA move forward and use its authority under Section 404C of the Clean Water Act to protect Bristol Bay. The resolution also outlines the city's opposition to the proposed Pebble Mine. That opposition dates back to 2006. The EPA's proposed 404C determination is not universally supported in Alaska. Recently, the Alaska Support Industry Alliance came out in opposition to the EPA's proposal. The Alliance is a trade association that includes over 500 businesses, organizations, and individuals that support the mining and the oil and gas industries in Alaska. Rebecca Logan is the Alliance's general manager. She notes that the Alliance has not taken a specific position supporting the proposed Pebble Mine, but they are opposed to the EPA stepping into the issue.
The one word to describe, you know, what our position is process. My organization represents the companies who support oil, gas, and mining. So we don't represent the actual owner-operators themselves, the oil companies or the mining companies. Our companies are all of the Alaskan companies who do the support work. And so what they're most interested in across the board is that we have a process that we follow, because our mission is to support responsible resource development. And so I think the concern from the perspective of our members is that we're sidestepping a process, and it's precedent setting, to have a little bit of alliteration there, I guess. And so, you know, there are two questions that have not been answered with regards to this, and that's whether or not the EPA has the legal authority to do what they're trying to do with the 404C issue, and whether or not they proceeded with a watershed assessment the way that they should have, right? There's now an IG investigation, and there are, our claims that there were things that were done that weren't proper. And so I think, you know, until you answer those two questions, things shouldn't happen. Nothing should happen. No determination should be made.
The EPA is bypassing the normal regulatory process by attempting to use its 404C authority before the Pebble Limited Partnership has even filed for the state and federal permits that would trigger the established NEPA permitting process. However, the EPA believes it's necessary to implement special protections for the Bristol Bay region. The EPA's Dennis McLaren says the environment that could be negatively impacted by the proposed Pebble Mine deserves special attention and protections.
The watershed in Bristol Bay is still intact, still largely untouched by human development, and it's as close to a land before time as exists in North America. After 100-plus years of habitat destruction that has decimated many of North America's wild Pacific salmon populations, our other great salmon fisheries like the Sacramento, the Columbia, and the Fraser are gone or are propped up with hatchery fish. Here we have wild fish and a pristine environment. And despite billions of dollars spent to mitigate the damage done in other watersheds, dozens of salmon runs are now extinct in those watersheds, and many of those that remain are so weak that they can't support any commercial, recreational, or even subsistence harvests. Even in Alaska, some stocks like the famed Kenai and Yukon Kings are crashing. However, in contrast, in Bristol Bay, over 14,000 jobs are supported annually by the incredibly high-value, consistent annual return of almost 40 million salmon every year to this area. The point here is that quality salmon habitat is a premium, and we can ill afford to lose so much of it at the headwaters of our greatest remaining wild fishery.
The EPA's proposed 404C determination would restrict the discharge of dredged or fill material related to mining the Pebble deposit if such activity would result in the loss of 5 or more miles of streams with documented salmon populations, or the loss of 1.1 thousand acres of wetlands, lakes, and ponds that connect with salmon-bearing streams. There are also other restrictions proposed by the EPA. The agency is accepting public comments on the proposed 404C determination through 8 p.m. Friday, September 19th. In an effort to provide more information on the issue, the EPA is holding a webinar to go over the proposal. The webinar will be Wednesday morning beginning at 8 a.m. Information about how to submit public comments and how to participate in the webinar can be found on the EPA Region 10 website. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason